Happy Divine Mercy Sunday. I don't know if any of you have the ability to go to confession today. I am going to try to go again. I know. I just went yesterday. Why would I go today? But I want to bring in those sins. The real mortal sins that back in the day I confessed, but I'm not so sure my heart was really humble and contrite. Let's go back to the Psalms. A humble and contrite heart the Lord will not spurn. I don't think I'm being scrupulous here. I just want to confess it on the day. So we'll see what the Lord has in plan for me, because I go to this tiny little church at 9 o'clock on Sunday. I'm not even sure there are 75 people that can fit in this church. And they have confession every Sunday, 20 minutes before the Mass starts. And today is Divine Mercy Sunday. I'm thinking probably a lot of people are going to be in line. So I'm going to try to get there early. If God makes it happen, fantastic. But I'm only going to bring in those sins that I don't believe I was truly repentant for, because I just feel like I need to give them to Jesus. I know I did it yesterday. And we all know, if you listened, maybe we all don't know, but if you listened to my podcast a couple of days ago, you can go to confession 20 days before or 20 days after Divine Mercy Sunday and still have the beautiful graces of a clean slate, no temporal punishment. And that, my friends, is what I would love to do on this day. This day is super important to me because this is the day that I went to confession 11 years ago. And I didn't even know what Divine Mercy Sunday was. And then 7 years after, I went to a priest during COVID, and he and I did a huge general confession, and he prayed deliverance prayers over me. So this day means a lot to me. I'll let you know what happens, and I am giving my day to Mary and Jesus because I did not pack yesterday. I just wasn't feeling good. I went ahead and I did my video for Saturday with Kendra, and we talk about the first Saturday devotion. And many of you may or may not know what the first Saturday devotion is and why we should be doing it. I myself haven't really practiced it or have done it for 5 months like I'm supposed to. So I dove into it yesterday after I was done with my video. If you watch the video, you know that I had a huge headache. I wasn't feeling energetic. Something wasn't right. So I tried my electrolytes. I tried to drink more water. I tried to eat more protein. And it was funny because I just wasn't hungry. And then I finished my video and I was wiped out. I thought that caffeine was the issue. I thought it was because the night before I didn't sleep very well because I had coffee at 6 o'clock at night. Stupid idea. I didn't sleep at all. And then when I got up, I had this huge headache and just felt wiped out. So last night at about 7:30, I was in bed, ready to pray my 8 o'clock prayer, which is the rosary. So I did commit and prayed all three of the other rosaries. That's part of the Saturday morning devotion. But you just have to reflect on the other three rosaries and all the mysteries for 15 minutes. I decided I was going to pray all of them, the entire rosary, all three, which took me about an hour. Anyway, bottom line, I woke up this morning feeling amazing. And I think I might have broken some sort of fever, or maybe it came out of me because my hair, I blow it out. My hair's naturally curly. So yesterday I showered and I blew out my hair. And when I woke up this morning, my hair was all curly. And what does that mean? That means I was sweating overnight. So when the alarm went off, I at first was like, what? Already? But then I was ready to get up. I didn't have to drag myself out of bed. And I know that I got good sleep because I was dreaming. So that's a sign, everyone. If you are in REM sleep, rapid eye movement, we need sleep. It's when our body repairs itself. So when you are in REM, that's when you dream. My husband used to say all the time, I don't dream. I'm like, yes, you do. You must dream. But then again, maybe not. Because if you are drunk when you go to bed, or if you have other substances in your body is just fighting to clean that out. So think about that the next time you tie one on, if you will. That is what's happening, and you are not getting that repair, restorative sleep. I had weird dreams for sure, but I knew that I slept well, and I could feel it. My whole body was like, yep, ready to get up. And of course, my hair was all curly and everything, so I jumped in the shower and re-blew it out, and I'm packing and trying to get myself on the road after Mass, and I feel so good. And I'm giving it to God, and I'm asking Jesus and Mary to help me drive and help me pack and make sure that I bring everything that I need to bring, which isn't a lot. I always do this to myself, but then I always miss something. You know, oh, I forgot, blah, 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 blah. So that's what I'm trying not to do. Anyway, I hope and pray that today, for Divine Mercy Sunday, that you have a beautiful, merciful day. So be kind to yourself. Maybe you're not being so great on the soul, the mind, or the body. Maybe you're just kind of going through the motions and you're not really praying very well. You're not learning new things. I have my Faustina, St. Faustina diary in my suitcase. It's actually in a box so that I can bring it and read it. The more that we offer ourselves to God to come into our life to make sure that we do things for our soul, our mind, and our body. And maybe the body thing is you haven't been eating very good, or maybe you have been drinking too much or doing drugs or watching porn. That's another thing for your soul. Or maybe you're not moving. You're not working out, which, by the way, yesterday I was supposed to go for a walk and pray my rosaries, and there was no way this body was going to move. And I'm glad that I listened to it because I obviously needed to get some sleep and to get some rest. So I prayed my rosaries inside on the couch. Let's listen to what God is telling us to do in our souls, our minds, and our bodies. Today is a day of mercy. So love yourself, forgive yourself, and forgive others and love others. Because if you don't forgive others, God won't forgive you. I won't get into what forgiveness is, but let's just say this and we'll wrap it up. Forgiveness means that you let go of the debt that that person owes you, or that you think that person owes you. And you give it to God, and then you ask Him to change your heart. And sooner, hopefully, than later, God will change your heart, where your feelings will be different for that person. One more thing, pray for them. Even though you're praying for them and you hate them and you're mad at them and you think that they betrayed you, pray for them anyway. Because that is part of the healing process. Speaking of praying, let's do that right now. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, into our minds, our souls, our bodies, our hearts, our spirit, so that we can be you today, Christ-like. Heavenly Father, you created us to be different. You called us out of this world. Uniquely, each one of us have the ability, with your grace, to love ourselves and love our neighbors, and to love and pray for our enemies. So on this beautiful Divine Mercy Sunday, where you forgive us for all of the things that we have done against you, we ask that you change our hearts so that we can forgive others and forgive ourselves. Get rid of that guilt for us, Lord. Help us to remember that during this beautiful time, the end of the Easter octave in the Catholic faith, that there is freedom and love and peace and joy. Lord, we pray for all of the people that went before us right now by name. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In your holy, merciful name, Jesus, we pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, everyone, I will come to you soon. I love you all. Enjoy this beautiful day, and be love and kindness, and be merciful to everyone. Find something more with God, soul, mind, and body, and have a blessed and inspired day.